Oh, and Father, we come in that name, and Lord, we're just grateful. We call upon your name, and we call upon the name of the bridegroom. It's wonderful. Lord, thank you that we know you in these depths, that it was by your Spirit, saith the Lord, that, Lord, you had many things to say unto them. And, oh my, at Pentecost, it changed it all. Jesus, you ascended. Oh, and how you gave. And you gave us the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord, that we can pray in the Holy Ghost. And we can have that most precious faith, Lord God, that set apart Holy Ghost faith. Lord, thank you, Lord, that we can walk in the Spirit. Thank you, God, that it's all your working. Thank you, Lord, we just go in the truth, Lord Jesus. And you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, God, your Son, his Word is the lamp unto our feet. Lord, thank you that you take care of it all. Thank you, God, that not only do we follow you, but, Lord, you carry us. And, Lord, thank you that we lean upon your breast today. Just about ready to come out of the wilderness. Thank you, Lord. Leaning upon you, we have no strength. And thank you, God, that the joy of the Lord is all the strength to us. We want to praise your Son more today, Father. We want to give him more glory. Hallelujah. Lord, take these vessels, expand them, Lord, in the new wine. We thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Let's get on into Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. And I'm thankful that we go rejoicing into that 11th chapter, the worthies of faith. I'm thankful that we see in that precious chapter there's nothing hard for God. We see in that chapter there was nothing worked for. Everything happened because they believed God. Isn't that wonderful? And that's the same for our life, brothers and sisters. It's all there. Just believe God. And in that 32nd verse of the 11th chapter, it says, "And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith, subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong." And here's where we're going to sit today. "Waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens." That encourages me. How about you? Amen? I get inspired. I get a little bit of a unction of the Lord. Man, we've been called to something, haven't we? We got a vocation. This high calling of God in Christ Jesus is mighty wonderful. Amen. And we fight, praise God, the good fight of faith. We are called as those good soldiers that endure hardness all the way along. But it says here they waxed valiant in fight. And this is exciting. The word of God and the words of God are exciting. And that word waxed, it's amazing how each one of these words has such depth and meaning. That waxed means they existed. They existed. They performed and they finished. Praise God. You want to wax valiant in fight? Man, just to wax sounds pretty good to me. Is your existence, by the grace of God, to have him perform it and finish it for you? Amen. That's how you wax valiant in fight. Did you know that? Amen. And then that word valiant. See, you got even more. Because, see, we've got a God of double portion. There's always the much, the more. If you'll just take it, he'll just continue to expand you in his wonderful word. But that word valiant, it means to stand. And not only to stand, but to stand firm. Amen? And then, not only to stand firm, but stand violent. My goodness. Now, that shocks a few people. But I don't know about you. But with this good fight of faith, I want to fight to win. Amen? And why would it not be violent? Because Matthew 11:12 tells us the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. This is a passionate fight, is it not? This is no lay down here. By the grace of God, we lift up our hands to Him and praise Him for that strength, praise God. We believe Him by faith to give us that encouragement to go on. But maybe even the best part, it's like it just keeps getting better. You've got waxed, you've got valiant, and then it says they turn to fight the armies of the aliens. And I do think this could be the just the top of the top, turn to fight. Now, turn to fight, you would think, well, you're not going to back away from it. Matter of fact, you're going to run into it. But it means so much more than that. That word bow, that word turn to fight, means to bow down. It's the same word we hear Jesus and what was described of Him when He bowed His head and He gave up the ghost. That's how you turn to fight. You bow your head. You surrender it all. Where you cast yourself completely in the hands of God, completely over to the will of the Father. And I'll read it for you in Luke 23:46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, He said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, He gave up the ghost. You ready to turn to fight? Then it's time to bow down. You ready to start winning? It's time to bow down. Hallelujah! I'm beginning to learn this. My battles are fought into your hands, Father. Into your hands, Father. Did He not say, "I fight for you"? Did He not say He was on your side? Did He not say that He leads you into battle? Did He not say that the battle was already won? Well, who did all that? He did. Amen. Just the word of the Lord. It's all powerful, isn't it? By the grace of God, let it just flow out of my life. Let me live this power. See, there's something so good about the good fight of faith. It's because without the good fight of faith, without the virtue of a heart of a good soldier, the reward would not be the same. See, the reward wouldn't be the same. I know in this life, they talk about earning something. I'm thankful to God for the encouragement to work. I am. I'm grateful. I come from a family. I believe that we've taught as kids, you worked hard. A lot of people don't understand what hard work is. It comes in a lot of different ways. But you just get out there and you do that day what God has appointed. You don't tell Him what you want to do. You allow Him to open that door. He knows your heart. He knows your desires. But don't go laying down your track and saying, "God, you're going to run it down this thing." Because it doesn't work that way. You do that day heartily unto God. If you're digging a ditch, dig it unto Him. If you're running a corporation, do it unto Him. Amen? I just want to be ready for the trump. All right? So by abiding, doing it heartily unto Him, I'm in a good abiding. I'm in a good place, praise be to God. But I thank the Lord for that unction, that we get up and what we're called to each day. There's a joy in that. Lord, You have for me this day, this thing that I'm doing. It's just like, you know, the meal and the oil that was in the cupboard every day. That was such a joy. You'd say it wasn't much, but it was a miracle because it was exactly what God had appointed. I think about the manna. That manna, it lasted exactly how God wanted it to last. It was so precise. It was for that day. It wasn't for another day. It was just for that day. Oftentimes we begin to try to hang on to things of yesterday. But God said, "You forget those things which are behind and you go on. You press on." Amen. We're going on, hallelujah, to win Him. We're going on for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But see, when we continue to hang on to those things which are behind, I'm not going to go on. Something's pulling me back as opposed to going on. But I thank God for this good fight. I thank God for this encouragement that, Lord, I have this this instruction in my life. And it's not just instruction. There's a desire that he gives you, isn't it? See, that's the love desire. This isn't something that we do out of duty. This is something out of love. There's something about the Word of God when it works effectually in you. It's because you receive the love of God for that. You begin to believe in the love of God for you, and you begin to believe the Word of God, and you'll begin to want to have more of the Word of God in your life. As you fall deeper and deeper in love with anyone, you'll want to know more about them. When you fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus, you'll want to know more of the Word of God. It will just be that way, because this is how you know him, and I can see your heads nodding. It's amazing, is it not? It's just, that's what it is. When you've tried to set yourself down there and say, well, I'm going to do the Word of God, and I'm going to read this much and do that much, I'm not going to judge that in any way, shape, or form. But I want him to draw my heart into this. I want him, praise God, to sing these things unto me. To Lord, that I pray you put that desire in my heart. That God, I'm going to avail myself to hear the word of God, but you put this into my heart. There's a difference. There's a big difference. You don't go out of duty, it's out of love. And until you see that he first loved you, that he so loved you, that he incredibly loves you, that light's not going to go on. But I'm speaking to a lot of them here today. That light's went on, hasn't it? And it's wonderful. And you realize it. And you go on and on, more and more after him. I was thinking of these infirmities again that he gives to my heart. I have to tell you about this. It's not part of this, so we'll turn this over. No, I'm just teasing. We'll keep that up there. But it's true. I was thanking the Lord so much to you get a different glimpse of what he's doing in your life. And as Paul said, to glory in those infirmities, you know. And I thank God for that. And you think, well, Lord, I'm waiting for you to deliver me from this infirmity. Well, do you realize that you can still have an infirmity and he still delivered you? And that's such a beautiful thing to know. I'm so thankful to know that I can still be weak, but I'm delivered. You have to understand that. That doesn't mean that I, again, sin willfully that grace may abound. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about knowing, but for the grace of God, there go I. Knowing that I have these infirmities in my life. But as I praise God, as God gets my attention, as I fall more and more in love with the Lord, praise God, that doesn't seem to bother me anymore. It still may be there. It might be that infirmity, that thorn that never leaves. That, as Paul said, Lord, I want you to take this from me. But then it becomes the victory of your life because you realize you still have that weakness, but God's got it. Hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't reign upon me. It doesn't rule upon my life. It doesn't take over me. There's a difference. And you begin to rejoice in that. Instead of somehow thinking how you're going to be perfect in your mind, as these other self-righteous ones do, that they walk through a life and they think, oh my, this is how a perfect life looks. This is how a perfect life is. I'm starting to love the battle. I love it. It's awesome. It's wonderful. I get the weaknesses, but they're all at the altar. And when they're laid on the altar, praise God, he's delivered. And he has. I can testify of these things. I'm completely weak, but I know he's strong. And I'm thankful to God that I'm serious. I got everything. But for the grace of God, I've got everything. I've got every problem. I've got every weakness, but he's got everything. And I love that. We try to isolate this stuff. Oh, this is what just is upon my life, and this is what is upon my life. And that's all the enemy wants you to do, is to just get focused on those things. I glory in the infirmities because I'm glorying in him. You get two sermons. And that price was the precious blood of Jesus, praise God. Now, let's get back into this. Was it not the same for our precious Savior? See, this requirement, brothers and sisters, of fighting this good fight of faith, it's very clear. We know the calling on our life. If you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Amen? It's the truth, is it not? Amen. Come on now. We rejoice in here all the time. We know by the grace of God, we are now the sons of God. And a son of God, praise the Lord, as we know by the word of the Lord, was born, as it says, a little Lord of all, little king, growing up to rule and to reign jointly together with him, to have that wonderful knowledge and access of everything in that kingdom. And we know, as the word of the Lord tells us, that if we don't grow up into that knowledge, if you don't, even though you were the inheritor of it all, it was your birthright, you threw it away because you rejected, you did not treasure the beauty of what you were born into, what was born in you. Amen? And in that lack of knowledge, in that lack of growing up, you remained a servant in mentality, in faith, in believing in that kingdom when you were born to reign over it all. I do not want that to be me. With that blood that flowed at Calvary, I do not want that to be me. I want to praise Him. I want to live for Him. And how I live for Him is for all of the truth. All of the blessed, wondrous truth, this mighty, wonderful, glorious gospel of the glory of His grace, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that it would work effectually in me, that it would bubble over in me, that there would be a passion and desire in believing this word, that praise be to God, it's mine, mine, mine. It's all mine, Lord Jesus. I don't have to earn it. I don't merit. Hallelujah. I'm born of God. I've got it all. Yes, it's so simple, is it not? And the word of God, you can't dispute this. This is exactly what it says. I didn't strive to be John O'Dorcio's son or Nancy O'Dorcio's son. I didn't. I was born. They got what they got. And I grew up in the household and I enjoyed it and I thank God for it. Amen. How much more are we now the sons of God? And to encourage one another to grow and grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to grow in that liberty. See how free we are? We are free indeed, amen? It's all there. It's just this pasture of grace. Just to go in and feast upon. And Lord, let me go into another meadow and another valley and another mountain. How wonderful. But see, our calling, our birth, if you will, is to reign with Him. But we'll never reign with Him if we deny the suffering. See, was it not the same for our precious Savior? He was not brought to this earth, as we're getting into this time. He wasn't brought into this earth with triumph and ceremony. He was born in a lowly manger. It wasn't a path that was strewn with roses. It was with thorns and trials and even great sweat, drops of blood all the way. The word of the Lord says it pleased the Father to bruise Him. Well, sons of God, I got news for us. Without His chastening, there will never be a crowning for us. We're sons. Praise God. You talk about a birthright. You talk about glory. You talk about God's DNA. Grow up in it. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. And He'll do it. But He said that for that glorified together with me, for that ruling and reigning jointly together with me, there's going to be a suffering together. You're going to suffer with the family of God. You're going to have these times of battle. And matter of fact, that time of battle might be all the time. As the writer of The Dark Mile said, I had to go grab that this week and read back of that story of The Dark Mile. Without the way, not by choice. Did you hear that? Without the way that's not by choice. Huh? Love just goes. I'm so thankful I've decided to follow Jesus. I get those songs. I love that. But I'll tell you, love takes me. I don't know if you know about love very much, but love don't think right sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But it goes. It just goes. I've got to stay on it now. But brothers and sisters, if it wasn't for the way, not by choice, it says that the beauty and the appreciation of Lake Locky would never have been the same. You've heard this expression, for every mountain there must be a valley. Because without a valley, a mountain would never have its splendor. Amen? It's true. For every crown, then, there must be many dark miles. And without the dark miles, the crown would never have the splendor. Never have that splendor. Never have that encouragement that we have. And I recently saw this so clear and true. I was, it was amazing because I didn't think that we could ever birth such trailblazers in our family. But I have a son that wanted and continues to go on and climb all these 14ers. I like to look at him. He likes to climb them. But he went to this one special place. It's called Chicago Basin. And it's one of the very few places, truly, even on the planet, that you can get into a place, into this splendid valley. And if you really hoof it, and if you're a little bit crazy, you can do 4 14ers in one day. In one day, you can climb to all of those summits. And it's just amazing, the beauty. He was telling me of it. He took lots of pictures. And it was amazing to see those beautiful goats. They were having such trouble and had to have all that special equipment. And those goats were coming down. They almost looked like they were walking sideways and upside down on the wall, you know. It's like they have little suction cups. Thinking, who are these guys with all that pack and all these things? My son was getting cold. They were trying to shed the wool. It was getting too hot. It's kind of fun. But in order to get to each peak, it was fun because I could see they had to return to the valley below. In order to get to the next height, there had to be a valley. There would have been no meaning to the glory of achieving the ascent without the top. And it really struck my life. Lord, this is my life. This is every Christian's life. That goes on with God. It's a glory to glory life if it's a valley to valley life. Amen. By the grace of God, to be willing to be led into those valleys. Sometimes we get to a mountaintop and we never want to leave, but God's got more. Sometimes we get to the height of something and we're enjoying it, but then it almost becomes a fearful thing that, Lord, I don't want to leave this. I just want to stay here. And he says, oh, no, we're not staying here. We got to go. Now, we often get caught up, see, in striving for the ascent when we know that the real fruit every time is in the valley below. In that valley below, if you'll be willing to go, it's the place where we praise Him. It's worth it all. So you won't praise Him, it's worth it all, just on the top. You'll never get there. Where the praise happens is in that shady valley. It's in that dark place, that lowly place, that place where the shadow of death is all around, the place where it's often fearful. But without that place, you would have never known the comfort and the power of His rod and His staff. It never would have been exercised. Amen. It was the thing that kept singing to you. And, oh, honey, it's worth it all. We're in this together. Hallelujah. I'll bring you through. See, do we really get this? It's got to be the valley. It's got to be the valley in your life. And I know there's a lot of valleys going on right now. And I know that there's valleys that are being shown to you right now. But you got to walk in there. And it's moving. And it's uncomfortable. And it might be embarrassing. It might be against what family wants, what friends, what all of these different things. But camp is broke. And we're moving on. We're coming off that height. It's been glorious. But now we got to go down to another valley. Oftentimes it's not fun. Oftentimes it seems long. But there's no way to the next glory. And matter of fact, that next glory is right there in the valley. without that valley. And oh, as the Word of God says as we close this, the glory that shall be revealed. Is that your life? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? By the grace of God, are you beginning to live that it's not even worthy to be compared? These temporal sufferings, these things that we go through, they're not even worthy to be uttered with that exceeding great, that eternal weight of glory. And it's exceeding and it's amazing and it's beyond, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Brothers and sisters, it's not an if, it's a when. And it always will be that way. It's not if it'll come, it's just when it'll come. When is he coming? When is my bridegroom coming and his reward is with him? Oh, I thank God for that. But see, all the way along, know this, brothers and sisters, these are the ones that have that joy of the Lord that's their strength. He will never leave us in that valley. He will never test us beyond what we can bear in that valley. With every trial, every valley, the way of escape has already been made. And through every one of them, the word of the Lord assures us that we will come forth more precious than gold tried in the fire. Man, I'll tell you what. I want to go fight. Hearing the word of God gives me the unction. Lord, thank you. This is my calling. I know what I'm here for. I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. And every battle, by the grace of God, may I bow my head and it's into your hands, Father. See, I can be encouraged to fight, but by the grace of God, I best know how to fight. I ain't fighting flesh and blood, so I'll tell you what, this ain't going to work then, is it? This is principality, spiritual wickedness in high places. This is stuff that'll knock us out. But I'll tell you one thing it can't stand against is when I bow my head and I say, in Jesus' name, it's into your hands, Father. And I love fighting into his hands. When I cease from my own works and enter into the rest of God. When I allow him to just show himself faithful. When I just be still and see the mighty hand of God. And that's when I know, praise God, that the power of his resurrection has already brought the victory. Do you believe that? Are we truly more than conquerors through Christ who loved us? Truly? Now, he said that. Then it's real. Then it's here. And by the grace of God, just like these worthies of faith, you know how they entered in? By faith. I believe it. I'm not just going to let that more than conquerors just be something that's just on the other side. I just want to step on through and say, Lord, that's mine. Thank you for it. I believe you for it. I'm grateful to God. And I'm just going to bow my head and into your hands, Father, I commit it. Praise his name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We're grateful to God for this wonderful, simple truth, this wonderful grace, Lord, that you have given us all grace to just simply believe you. Lord, help us to be quickened that it's the only life that we live. It says our life that we live now, we live by the faith of the Son of God. See, our life lives by believing your word. And I thank the Lord that we just believe your word. And for all of us here today that, Lord, if it is that simple, and we know it's that simple, that, Lord, we'd want to know all the Word of God and all the Word of God for me and all of the promises of God for me so that I can even live in more abundance. And yes, as you said, you came to give life and give it more abundantly. And Lord, the abundance just never ceases as we believe God. There's always more. As you said to Joshua, oh, and he said, oh, there's more land to walk through. There's more. I thank God that the truth has been told, but Lord, help us to enjoy it and to walk through it. And Lord, to have it exercised in us, that we would grow in the wisdom of the mighty faithfulness and glory of the Lord, that we wouldn't be fearful, Lord God, that perfect love casts out all fear. Every life here today, Lord, that's hearing this at this moment, to call out to you to say, Jesus, I want to know more of your word. I want to believe more of your word. And Lord, I know there's nothing to earn. I'm a son of God. This is for me. All you want me to do is praise you and thank you for it. Lord, I thank you for your blood. I'm already forgiven. It's all gone. My sin is as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. You don't bring it up because it ain't there. Lord, I'm free, and I'm free indeed. I just want to grow up, and I grow up in that love. I grow up in that confidence of who you are and what you've done and what your word speaks to me. Lord, let us just walk in it abundantly. And Lord, thank you for this day that we have as a fellowship time to go and eat together. And Lord, in Jesus' name, nourish our bodies with that food. Let us go down and have a good time of fellowship with the family of God. Let our love for one another just increase more and more. Let our joy with one another increase more and more. Let us love to be together. Let us be thankful for Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, thank you again for your great grace in this love wherewith we are loved. It's abounding, it's super abounding, and may it only super abound the much the more till we see your face. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.